3-2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Lebanon's health minister says more than 560 people have been killed and hospitals are struggling to cope with the number of casualties following 2 days of Israeli airstrikes. The BBC's Hugo Bashega reports from Beirut.
Across southern Lebanon, there were fresh Israeli airstrikes and more rockets from Hezbollah into northern Israel. And for a second day, congested roads in southern Lebanon with thousands more people on the move, fleeing north to get away from the Israeli attacks. Today, the IDF said it had killed Ibrahim Kubaisi, a commander of Hezbollah's missile and rocket forces. The conflict between Israel and Hezbollah is intensifying, and neither side seems interested in backing down.
The Albanese government says its housing policy does not include scaling back negative gearing and capital gains tax concessions, despite reports it's exploring the options. The Herald reports the government has asked Treasury for expert advice on the potential changes. However, Labor Minister Amanda Rishworth has told Channel 7 it is not party policy.
We've got a really ambitious housing policy that is focused on supply. It is not our proposal to address or to add negative gearing to that. Well, Treasury does routine work all the time around different policies.
A rising number of Australians are waiting up to a month to see a doctor. Gabriel Hodson reports.
New data shows about 4 in 10 sick Aussies are waiting at least 3 weeks to see a GP, while 1 in 10 are waiting 4 weeks. It's worse in regional areas, with 2 in 10 waiting almost a month. The Pharmacy Guild says a generation ago, half of all medical graduates were choosing general practice, but now that's dramatically fallen. In every state except Victoria, pharmacists are now being retrained to deal with 20 relatively easy-to-treat conditions to help cut the wait. These will include contraception and basic respiratory illness.
New research has found children born to obese mothers have an increased risk of ADHD and spectrum disorders. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Researchers from the University of South Australia analysed the data from more than 3.5 million mothers and children. They found children born to mothers with obesity both before and during pregnancy had more than double the risk of autism. Obesity during pregnancy also increases the risk of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in children by 32%. While more research is needed to find out why, lead researcher Dr. Barakat Duco says the results underscore the need for interventions targeting maternal weight management before and during pregnancy. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Monthly inflation numbers are due out this morning. Economists expect the rate to have fallen to 2.7% in August. But Judo Bank chief economist Warren Hogan says the figures may be misleading.
I think most economists agree that actual inflation is anywhere from 0.5% to almost 1% higher than what that headline figure will show. We don't know, but it'll be higher. And that's what the governor was saying. We just can't look at those headline numbers. Their job is to work out what the underlying inflation pressure in the economy is, what the momentum is.
Up to 90 millimetres of rain is forecast to drench Sydney over the next 5 days. The Bureau of Meteorology predicts tomorrow and Friday will bear the brunt of the storm, with up to 75 millimetres expected to fall across the city.
Hope Sport.
In cricket, half centuries from Steve Smith and Alex Carey haven't been enough for Australia to beat England in a one day at Durham County. The Aussies went down by 46 runs via DLS method following rain interruptions. And in soccer, Australian goalkeeper Joe Gauci has made his debut for Aston Villa in a 2-1 away win over Wycombe Wanderers in the English League Cup.
Hope Weather.
Cloudy today. There is a medium chance of showers from late this afternoon, but most likely this evening. Winds northerly, 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, tending northwesterly in the middle of the day. Heading for a top of 30 degrees in the city, up to 31 in the west. Right now it's 23 degrees in the city. It's 18 in Penrith. Tomorrow, rainy and windy with a top of 18 degrees. Rain and 19 on Friday. Saturday, a shower or two and 21. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Hope 103.2, out and about with you, wherever you are.
Autism 360 has served more than 1,800 Aussie families in the last 12 months. Our neuroaffirming model focuses on establishing clear outcomes that are realistic and achievable in 90 days. So if you're a parent of a child experiencing autism, you can access our multidisciplinary team of professionals working one-on-one with you to help your child thrive. Visit autism360.com.au. Autism 360, helping families achieve extraordinary outcomes every day. Station sponsor.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of fun for little ones, with stacks of interactive play zones like the ball pool, play kitchen, pamper parlor, fire truck and farm. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. It's a world full of family fun for everyone. Come for a play or book a party at station sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe, Cullingford Court and Penrith Westfield, or littleamigos.com.
A matter of crash, Church Street and Great Western Highway. Between Wilton and Douglas Park, extensive delays on the Hume Motorway in both directions due to roadworks. Avoid the Hume Motorway. And Preston's M5 still very busy at Liverpool, also the M7 going northbound. Make the most of Volkswagen's Amarok sale event in the maxed out petrol Amarok Aventura, with a $3,000 factory bonus end September 30. Terms and conditions apply. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2 mornings with Ben McKechnie.
Hello there. A very good Wednesday morning to you. And in honour of what you, Chris Witts, are about to share with us, no more further ado. Good morning, Chris.
I think we're all guilty sometime of wasting time. I can. Maybe you have. It's like the father who asked his son one day, "What are you doing?" And the fellow said, "Nothing." "Well, you know," Dad said, "the problem with doing nothing is that you never know when you're finished." And that's true. You might say, "Well, what's wrong with wasting time anyway? Everybody does it." And of course, there are companies that make big money on us wanting to waste time with games and other activity, like going on the internet and things like that. Nothing wrong with spending time, by the way, but this is a personal issue. It's not my role to define the activity that wastes time. We do need some time to relax, perhaps to watch TV, read a good book, and that's not wasting time. And I came across a good definition. Wasting time is spending time on activities that don't provide any value. And I think that's fair enough. Procrastination, that's one of those things. You just keep putting things off instead of dealing with it. There may be a deadline due and you just don't pretend, or you just pretend rather, it doesn't matter, and you waste time doing nothing. And did you know that lost time can never be found? You've lost time, where has it gone? Well, we get all get the same amount of time every day. It travels at the same speed every day, whether you're working or not. No one gets more or less. So we're all equal here. It's how we choose to spend our time that differs. And we complain, "I never have enough time." So where and when are you wasting time? Maybe it's other people who steal your time. If you say or never say no, or you let people interrupt you all the time, then you will wonder where time went. Maybe you could reallocate your time to something else. It was Benjamin Franklin who asked the question, "Do you value time? Then waste not time, for that is the stuff of which life is made of." And somebody else said, "I wish I could stand on a busy street, a street corner with my hat in hand and beg people to throw me all their wasted hours." Well, there's 168 hours in one week. That's 10,080 minutes in that week. So how do we fill those minutes and hours? And I think it's important to think about, because when you boil it all down, your time is your life. And when you waste time, you're wasting your life. So how often have you said at the end of the day, "Where did this day go? Why have I wasted so much of my time?" Time is also God's gift to you and me, and that's what really makes it important. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, "These are evil times, so make every minute count. Don't be stupid. Instead, find out what the Lord wants you to do. That's Ephesians 5, 16 and 17. And another translation says, be careful how you live. So the opposite of being careful is careless. Don't be careless. And literally in the Greek, it means don't stumble through life. Don't just drift through life. Think it through. Why are you here? Know your purpose. Make the most of every opportunity. Try to understand what God wants you to do. And here's the question. Does God really want me to waste my time? I'm sure that he doesn't. It was Chuck Swindoll who once said that worrying a lot is a waste of time. We don't have to look for things to worry about. If you read today's paper, there's often, usually, bad news there. You can start the day in a negative way. But we can also learn to trust God every day. He is in charge. Chuck Swindoll says that too many people waste time by comparing themselves to others. Now, that's also a big time waster. You are unique, and God's plan for you is not to be compared with other people. In Galatians 6, verse 4 in the New Testament, it says, do your own work well, and then you'll have something to be proud of, but don't compare yourself with others. You don't know what really others are going through, do you? You're sort of on the outside looking in. So we need to recognize and acknowledge our true worth. Accept yourself with your faults, your imperfections. We've all got those. And make changes where you can. Do what you can to change those things and accept the things you can't. So we've all got abilities and talents and appreciation of who we are. Thank God for everything that he's blessed you with. Lord, we know that we can waste time, but give us a new appreciation of time, because we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
You are my ecosystem. You are the air I'm breathing. In the endless wasteland, you are my rushing fountain. You are my ecosystem. No matter what the weather, you are my better option. No matter what I'm facing, you are when I thirst no more. You're holding my arms when I'm battle torn. Oasis within me, you're the oasis within me. You are covered in the sky after 40 rains. In the thick of the night, you're the break of day. Oasis within me, you're the oasis within. You're the thing I've needed in each and every season, and I really mean it. Yeah, I really mean it. And you will walk on the rock, and I'll thirst no more. You're holding my arms when I'm battle torn. Oasis within me, you're the oasis within me. You are covered in the sky after 40 rains. In the thick of the night, you're the break of day. It's you.
That's Callie on Hope 103.2. Have you thought about getting into dancing or knitting online? I'm sure probably this morning you've seen stacks of videos of people doing those things. And have you considered doing them yourself? You might want to, because the health and holistic benefits to you could be ample. There was a study released earlier this year. Australian researchers found that dancing is one of the best forms of treatment for depression. They looked at about 218 different studies, more than 14,000 participants, and found that dancing was better than walking or jogging or yoga or strength training for combating depression. It's the best form of exercise to do that. Dancing! Other researchers have discovered that engaging in creative activities, as CNN Health is letting us know, engaging in creative activities can significantly boost well-being by providing meaningful spaces for expression and achievement. So, knitting isn't just this funky old school flashback to what your nana used to do. Oh no, it could boost your well-being and provide a meaningful space, as in a communal creative expression session, just by getting the needles out. And if you combine that with dancing, my goodness me, well, I'm not guaranteeing success in how you're going to feel, but hey, you join the dots. Hope 103.2, Galantis.
White paper planes in the sky, drifting where the wind blows. Yeah, gravity held me tight, but with you I can let go.
Speaking hope into your family.
Hope 103.2.
Try to
you and I.
That is Switchfoot on Hope 103.2. You might be looking for a deep reading recommendation, something to really sink your teeth into. Over at eon.co, there is a very strong recommendation to read The Consolation of Philosophy, which was written in the 6th century by Bertius. Bertius, a Christian philosopher I'd not come across before reading this article, The Consolation of Philosophy, while not explicitly Christian, written by an explicit Christian, and engaging with all kinds of things about existence and God and eternity and the future and events and all the sorts of deep and meaningful stuff that we continue to wrestle with today, brought to us by Bertius in the 6th century.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising, Hope 103.2. Looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever comes to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Spring fever.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
How well do you know your neighbours? Timor-Leste, one of Australia's closest neighbours, is just a one-hour flight from Darwin. Did you know that Mission Aviation Fellowship is one of the few organisations flying to the country's rural districts? Last year alone, MAF carried out 320 life-saving medevac flights in Timor-Leste, meaning a life was saved almost once a day. Our Lord Jesus calls us to love our neighbours. Will you partner with us in this vital ministry? Visit maf.org.au/TL to donate today.
Station sponsor.
You don't need first aid skills
until you do.
It's okay, I've got you.
Learn how to save a life from qualified and experienced paramedics with over 50 years combined experience. First Aid Every Day offers hands-on and hybrid course delivery, ensuring you walk away with the knowledge and confidence to treat all types of injuries and medical emergencies. Visit firstaideveryday.com.au to book, and let's learn how to save lives together.
Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
Darling, darling, I'll turn the lights back on now. Watching, watching, as the credits all roll down. And crying, crying, you know we're playing to a full house, house. No heroes, villains, one to blame. While wilted roses fill the stage. And the thrill is gone. Our debut was a masterpiece, but in the end for you and me, hope this show, it can't go on. We used to have it all, but now's our curtain call. So hold for the applause, oh, 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 oh. And wave out to the crowd, and take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go, but at least we stole the show.
darling, darling. You know that we are sold out. This is fading. But the band plays on now. We're crying, crying. So let the velvet roll down. Down. No heroes, villains, one to fame. While we'll zero this build the stage. And the thrill is gone. Our debut was a masterpiece. Our lines we read so perfectly. But the show, it can't go on. We used to have it all. But now's our curtain call. So hold for the applause. Oh, 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 oh. And wave out to the crowd. And take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go. But at least we stole the show. At least we stole the show. Ooh, at least we stole the show.
Enjoy the sunshine with Hope 103.2. Go on.
Somebody was spreading rumors about better days are coming. Just whispered your name. Somebody was saying something about there being an end to tyranny. But when they asked me, what would I do if that day came? I only whispered your name. Everyone got their own opinion and protects their own dominion. No doubt for them it's true, but I tell them what I really believe. My only worry is protecting you. Should ever be lonely. We'd all find somebody to care. Ask me if I dare to answer who can carry that flame. I just whisper your name.
protects their own dominion. No doubt for them it's true, but I tell them what I really believe. My only worry is protecting you. Nobody should ever be lonely. We'd all find someone to care. Well, ask me if I dare to answer who could carry that flame. Carry that flame, yeah. Carry that flame. I just whisper your name.
Hope 103.2.
But you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. Cause it ain't even fate till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, and well, when it's over, there will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows. Oh, you gotta keep believing even in the middle of the unknown. Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope and you let go. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over.
G'day, I'm Ben McKechnie, that's Torrin Wells on Hope 103.2. Before you grab that paint tin, keep the lid on, because according to Kelly, who is an interior designer straight out of Melbourne, the 10 worst colours to have in our homes, as Kelly is listing off at mamamia.com.au, include dark or harsh black, intense red, overpowering orange, bright yellow, not leaving a lot on the palette here, Kelly, cold grey, muddy brown, stark white, saturated or dark purple, heavy green. What that basically leaves off beige or polite blue?
Hey, it's Laura. This week on Undistracted, we speak with geologist and environmental law attorney Cheryl Luchin about being more earth conscious and the simple ways we can engage with a conversation that is sometimes really overwhelming.
I really recommend that we embrace the power of the small, because really it's in the day-to-day small things that we make a life and that we make our contributions.
Listen in full to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, hope103.com.
Autism 360 has served more than 1,800 Aussie families in the last 12 months. Our neuroaffirming model focuses on establishing clear outcomes that are realistic and achievable in 90 days. So if you're a parent of a child experiencing autism, you can access our multidisciplinary team of professionals working one-on-one with you to help your child thrive. Visit autism360.com.au. Autism 360, helping families achieve extraordinary outcomes every day. Station sponsor.
Hype 1032.
For your good, he's
not done until it's good.
Hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, strength. Hello, hope that's a new horizon. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, strength. Hello, hope that's a new horizon.
If you're ready for a breakthrough,
we're right there with you.
Hearts let go. down to the place we used to lay when we were kids. Memories of a stolen place, caught in the silence, an echo lost in space. It comes in.
Mornings, hello. I'm Ben, that's Dean Lewis, and many don't want to know what's in a kebab, but how tasty are they? Come on. But the Turkish government is looking to specify exactly what is in a kebab, particularly in Germany. You might not know this, but Turkish immigrants to Germany several decades ago brought the kebab, and Germany changed it a bit. And now the Turkish government, a little bit like what the French government have been doing for years, trying to trademark particular cuisines out of their country, Turkey is trying to do that in Germany. Germany is fighting this in a European court because they don't want to be told how exactly to prepare every single kebab that they serve up.
Sydney's Hope 1032.
At Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way. We're your local NDIS service provider in Western Sydney. We're experts in maximising your NDIS plan, preventing wasted funding and getting more opportunities for quality support. We offer a vast range of services, including support coordination, plan management, complex care, travel and social access, cleaning services and more. Visit yahwehcare.com.au. At station sponsor Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way.
Parenting a child experiencing autism isn't easy. There's the long wait lists, accessibility of services, and high cost of support. And the big questions. Will they become independent, find a career and meaningful relationships? At Autism 360, our multidisciplinary team of professionals work with you to build capacity for your child and your entire family from a perspective that only comes from lived experience. Check out autism360.com.au because you were never meant to do this alone. Station sponsor.
Hope 1032.
Got up before the alarm, sunlight replacing the stars, finding my phone in the dark, putting my life on restart, so many places to go, asking what's best, I don't know, each hour's an hour you make, so I know it's gonna be straight, one more day. I believe that it's gonna be all okay with you. And now, I gotta let it breathe, I'm awake. My heart is beating for you. Your love is all I need, another day. I'm gonna live it for you.
I'm giving thanks for another day, giving thanks for another day.
Thank you for one more day.
I'm giving thanks for another day. what's next? Or just how much time I got left? Hourglass half full of sand, but I know what's all in your hands. There is gonna be only us. It's only in you I would trust. Yo, goodbye to fear and doubt. Hello to your love reaching out. One more day, one and soon, one and soon, one and soon, and I'm gonna go all the way with you.
How long will I love you? As long as stars are above you, and longer if I can.
Well, you win, it's your show now, so what's it gonna be? 'Cause people will tune in
many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad getting worse. So where'd all the good people go? I've been changing channels, I don't see them on the TV show. Where'd all the good people go? We got heaps and heaps of what we saw. They got this and that with a rattle attack test and one, two, man, what you gonna do? Bad news, missed news, got too much to lose. Gave me some truth, now whose side are we on? Whatever you say, turn on the boob tube. I'm in the mood to obey, so lead me astray. And by the way now, where'd all the good people go? I've been changing channels, I don't see them on the TV show. Where'd all the good people go? We got heaps and heaps of what we saw. Sitting around feeling far away. So far away, but I can feel the debris. Can you feel it? Interrupt me from a friendly conversation to tell me how great it's all gonna be. You might notice some hesitation. It's important to you, it's not important to me. Way down by the edge of your horizon, well, it's beginning to show. And all I really wanna know is where'd all the good people go? I've been changing channels, I don't see them on the TV show. Where'd all the good people go? We got heaps and heaps of what we sow. Where'd all the good they people go? They got this go? And that with the rattle attacked us then. But in the mood to obey, station to station, decentralizing
the nation. Where all the good people go? Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Commuters are being urged to be patient when the T3 Bankstown rail line between Sydenham and Bankstown closes next week to be converted to a metro line. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Once the rail line shuts down next Monday, getting from Bankstown to Sydenham will take public transport users 40 minutes instead of the usual 23. Free buses will be replacing trains until the completion of the line, estimated by late 2025. Transport Minister Jo Haylin says contractors have a 12-month delivery plan and they'll hold them to that. Although she concedes delays are still possible. She says the major conversion for the new metro line will be worth it for the turn-up and go driverless service. At Sydenham Station, Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Abusers who persistently and deliberately breach court orders meant to prevent them tormenting others will face increased penalties as part of changes to the state's domestic violence laws. The reforms passed Parliament last night. Among other changes, using technology to track another person's activities has been explicitly defined as stalking, and parents granted sole custody of a child will also be able to apply to change the child's name. Two inmates have been charged for their alleged roles in supplying drugs to a correctional centre in the Hunter region. Police allege the pair were part of a wider Dala dealer scheme, supplying drugs with an estimated value of $250,000 to the prison. The 31-year-old and 23-year-old men are alleged members of the Alameddine organised crime network. Subsidised courses are being rolled out across the state to address workforce shortages in the tourism industry. Max Wyatt reports.
Having reached nearly $53 billion of annual visitor expenditure in the year to June, the New South Wales visitor economy is Australia's biggest. Thus, more pathways are being created to encourage school leavers and job seekers to work in the sector. TAFE is partnering with Destination New South Wales to develop and deliver three new training programs jointly funded by the federal government. They include a modernised Certificate 3 in tourism, as well as a number of in-person and online courses. The programs aim to help grow the state's workforce in the sector to 450,000.
US prosecutors have charged a man arrested